A love letter, a young man wrote to his sweetheart.
有一個年輕嘅人，佢寫一封情信俾佢嘅情人。
Dear Jennifer, I love you so much.
親愛嘅 Jennifer， 我好愛你。
I would climb the highest mountain just to see your smile.
我願意爬最高嘅山，為咗見到你嘅笑容。
I would swim the deepest river infested with piranhas just for one of your kisses.
我願意游過最深嘅河流，縱使裏邊咧有食人瘡，為嘅就係見到博得你嘅一個吻。
I'd cross the widest sea for one of your hugs.
我願意游過最闊嘅海，為咗博得你一個嘅擁抱。
I'd cross the burning desert just to look upon your face.
啊，為咗你見到你個面，我甚至願意咧跨過咗喺好熱好熱嘅沙漠。
With never-ending love, Frank.
我對你嘅愛係永遠都唔會盡嘅 ，Frank。
But wait a second, there is additional comment.
哎，等一等，有一句額外嘅説話講咗喺後邊。
P.S.
備註。
I will be over to see you next Wednesday if it doesn't rain.
我下個禮拜三會嚟見你嘅，如果冇落雨嘅話。
How about your love?
你的爱又是怎样的呢?
Are you one of those fair weather lovers?
你是不是一些晴天就去爱的人呢?
Or one of those who committed for life?
还是一些愿意为爱而牺牲的人呢?
In today's scripture, Paul speaks to us about love.
今天保罗是跟我们讲了一封情书。
Many of you know it well and memorize at least a part of it.
你覺得係我哋好熟悉嘅，最低限度我哋記得一部分。
Without love, you're nothing.
如果冇愛，我哋乜嘢都唔係。
With love, you have everything.
但係有愛，你就擁有一切。
Love is even greater than faith and hope.
喺信望愛裏邊，愛係比一切都更加大。
The greatest of all is love.
係愛係比一切都重要。
Haven't you heard pastor say to new couple during their wedding, the only thing you need to remember in your marriage is to love one another?
我哋好多时候都会听过喺一个婚礼里边，有一个牧师会对一对新人话：嗱，你哋喺个婚姻里边，唯一要需要记住嘅就系彼此相爱，因为爱可以克服一切。
Love overcome everything.
爱克服一切。
Only love matters.
只有爱先系最重要嘅。
Do you still believe that is true?
你是不是真的相信这句话是真的呢?
At first glance, that appears to be what Paul is saying in his beloved songs of love in 1 Corinthians chapter 13.
如果我们这样看下去，保罗在哥林多前书第13章讲的是一个爱的诗歌。
This text is often read on its own, apart from the discussion on spiritual gift, where it is found in the previous chapter,The chapter 12.
如果我哋独立去睇呢一段嘅话，我哋就会揾到之前原来系有上文下理嘅。佢系讲到十二章系属灵恩赐。
It seems work well that way, functioning as a meaningful unit in its own right.
如果系咁样睇嘅话，我哋就会更加明白佢成段经文佢嘅意思喺边一度。
But in context, it presents love as the more excellent way, as a superior not only to the miracles or to speaking in tongues, but also to the knowledge, to wisdom, to prophecy, to generosity, even to martyrdom.
如果我哋上文下理睇埋第十二章嘅时候，我哋就知道爱系比一切都超越嘅。佢唔单单系奇迹，而且比奇迹讲方言、施行奇迹、知识、智慧、预言。慷慨甚至是殉道都更加重要的。
He says love has preeminence over all those things, not only because it is more important for the present, but also because it is like faith and hope, it endures forever.
这一切都是比任何东西都更加重要的爱，因为不是因为爱是只是站在现在，而是它是持久的，是永恒的。
The central section of the chapter, verses 4 to 7, defines love.
如果在这个章文里面，第四节就是七节里面，我们看到爱的定义。
They are the key verses and certainly significant for our Romans addicted culture.
它是一个很关键的经文，对我们现在好像这个社会里面追求一种浪漫式的爱情，是另外一种的讲法。
Every other songs on the radio, every other magazines on the rack, every other films at the theater seems to present love in terms of emotion, drenched in sentimentality and steeped in passion.
是我在收音机里面听到情歌啊，或者在杂志上面所看到的爱情故事啊，或者在戏院里面看到的电影啊，它所表达的都是在情感上面、感受上面的爱情。
Not just the sexual love, but all sort of relationships, including parents and child relations or friendship are presented in terms of how people feel about each other.
是他们都是多愁善感沉迷在激情里面的。他们呢无论是关系怎样，包括了友情啊，甚至是一些性爱啊，他们都是表扬了关系，但是都是根据呢人的感受来到描述的。
However, in startling contrast,Paul describes love as unselfish behavior.
但是你看到在保罗这段经文里面，他所描述的爱是无私的行为。
Love is not described as feeling a particular way about people.
爱并不是去看下我对这些人的感受。
It is rather treating people in certain way, regardless of how one feels.
无论我们对这些人的感受是怎样，我们都要用爱的表达方式去爱。
This, of course, is the only sense in which love can ever be commanded.
因为如果我们有这种意志去爱的话，我们的爱就是被我们去控制的了。
It is the only sense that gives meaning to love your neighbor much less than love your enemy.
如果我们有这种想法的时候，我们就知道神为什么要求我们要爱邻居、爱仇敌。
It is so true that God is not primarily concerned with how we feel about our neighbors or our enemies.
上帝关心的不是我们对我们的邻居或者对我们的敌人有什么感受，
or even with how we feel about our parents or our children or friends and spouse.
亦都唔係我哋對我哋嘅父母、我哋嘅仔女、我哋嘅朋友，甚至我哋配偶有啲乜嘢感受。
Rather, God is always concerned with how we treat them.
神緊張我哋，重視嘅係我哋點樣去對待佢哋。
Love is feeling. John Lennon began a song.
喺 John Lennon 有一首歌裏邊，一開始就話愛係一種感覺。
But no to that statement. Here, Paul argues.Love is acting. Love is willing to do.
但是保罗在这里说，不是，爱是一种行动，而且爱是一种意愿。
According to Eric Fromm, love is an art that can be taught, practiced, and learned.
在 Eric Fromm 里面，他有这样说，爱是一种艺术，你是可以去教的，是可以去学的，同埋可以去实践的。
It is so doubtful whether one can ever teach or learn how to feel a certain way, but he insisted that practice we can learn how to act in ways that are patient, unselfish, and kind.
所以點解我哋會懷疑啊？如果愛係一種感受嘅話，我哋點去學？點去教？點去實踐呢？
Then there is that song from Fiddler on the Roof.
所以我哋係要去學點樣去忍耐、去無私、去善良。
Do you love me? Tavy once asked his wife.
在一首歌里面，屋顶上的 小提琴家，他里面有个歌手就问他太太了，你爱我吗？
Their marriage has been arranged before either of them were born.
其实他们在一出世的时候，父母已经为他安排了这段婚姻了。
Now she has considered the question, especially in the light of theHe sent fruit in her teenage daughter's heart.
咁嚟到呢一刻，突然間咁樣問佢啊，咁佢真係要認真諗諗，係咪愛佢咯？尤其是佢而家咧有一對十零歲嘅女喺度，佢哋咧開始蠢蠢欲動噶啦。
At last, she responded.
最後佢就咁講啦。
I have lived with you all of these years.
我同你生活咗咁多年。
Cleaned and cooked for you, nursed you when you were ill.
我为你煮，为你洗。
If that's not love, what is?
你病嘅时候我照顾你。如果呢啲唔系爱，呢啲系乜嘢啊？
Only love endures.
只有爱先能够叫我哋去忍受。
Love overcomes all things.
爱是可以令我们克服一切。
Faith, hope, love, these are the wonderful virtues, but the greatest of all is love.
信望爱都是美德，但是其中最大的是爱。
Perhaps because of our culture has so twisted and perverted the word love, we need to take care of again in our thought about love.
在我们今天这个文化里面，其实已经将爱扭曲了，歪曲了。所以我们今天要重新再去想一想，到底什么是爱。
For example, next week, some of us will celebrate St. Valentine's Day, a day surely dreamed up by florists and greeting card manufacturers, in which it appears that romantic love is a cure for everything that ails us.
下個星期咧就係情人節啦，咁啊呢一個節日咧係好多花店啊、好多賀卡嘅製造商咧期待已久嘅日子啦。咁而且都好明顯咧，佢哋講緊嘅最緊張嘅咧就係嗰種羅曼蒂克嘅愛。
But any of you who has been in love in a romantic way should know now how notoriously short-lived are our feelings of romantic love.
咁其實咧。即如果是追求浪漫蒂克的爱的人，他们会很清楚知道，其实这种浪漫的爱情呢是很短暂的，是一种很短暂的感受。
Part of the joy of the romantic love is that it is fragile and coming up not quickly like a fever, usually burning out with time.
我相信浪漫蒂克那种的爱情呢最大的乐趣是因为它很脆弱，嚟得快，走得越快，就好似發燒咁樣，燒完一輪就退燒啦，乜都燒失曬啦。
In that sense, I really like the story about the couple celebrating their 40th wedding anniversary with a quiet dinner for two.
所以如果咁樣諗嘅話咧，呢啲浪漫蒂克嘅愛情，似乎咧好似可以治療我哋困擾我哋嘅嗰種嘅情緒，但係唔係嘅。喺呢個嘅意思裏邊咧，佢係一種。
The wife picks up a champagne glass and says, in spite of everything.
Okay. 那有我很喜欢一个故事，它里面是讲到一对夫妇，他们庆祝他们的结婚四十周年。
The husband responded, it has not been easy.
那我太太就举起那只香槟的杯，唉，一言难尽。那丈夫就说，唉，真是不容易啊。
I know Saint Valentine might not approve it, but Saint Paul would understand that.
或者咧，Valentine 嚇情人節嗰個創始，即係嗰個人咧，會好唔贊成。但係保羅要我哋去理解呢一點。
After all, it was Paul who wrote, "Love bears all things, endures all things," which is another way of saying that love endures because it puts up with a lot.
保羅好清楚嘅寫。爱是忍耐，爱是一种你要忍受所有的事，是另外一种持久的形式。如果一个爱一见钟情，我们可以明白，但是这个钟情能够维持四十年呢，它就已经是一个奇迹。
Love at first sight is easy to understand.
不好意思，我重复了。如果一见钟情，我们很容易去理解，但是四十年的钟情是一个奇迹。
But it is after 40 years that it becomes a miracle.
是的，再一次讲，四十年的爱情是一个奇迹。
We have heard so many times that all the whole world needed to solve all the its problem was love.
我哋成日都会听到爱吓喺个世界上面都会讲，爱好似可以解决好多嘅问题。
Love.
去爱啦，爱啦，爱啦。
Yet, don't you think something is missing in their emphasis?
但你觉唔觉得，当我哋讲呢个时候，其讲呢啲说话时候，中间系有啲嘢缺少咗嘅咧
？Yes, what I believe was missing was God.
我哋相信中间缺少嘅系上帝。
For example, in the contemporary weddings, marriage was spoken of exclusively as a pure human achievement, something based upon our effort to love.
很多時候在今時今日我們會看到一些婚禮裏面，婚姻很多時候是被認為是一些人很努力去追求，很努力付出的愛，所以他們踏上這個婚姻裏面是一個的成就來的。
Some of you might get the same impression from today's text, 1 Corinthians chapter 13.
我們今天可能看這段的經文，哥林多前書第13章，我們都可能會有這個相同的印象。
Paul, who has been begging in the feuding Christians in Corinth to get along, now begs them to love one another.
如果我哋睇翻之前佢讲嘅，其实保罗写紧呢段经文嘅时候咧，正值系一班哥林多教会里边嘅基督徒，佢哋系有互相嘅去斗争。上帝希保罗希望佢哋系相处得融合，彼此相爱。
Yet Paul does so in the context of their commitment to Christ.
所以我哋会睇到咧，原来保罗讲做咁样做咧，系因为佢睇到上帝喺基督里边嗰种嘅承诺。
He insists that love, the Christian love, is a sign of our relationship to Christ, not the cause of it.
他很堅持基督徒與基督徒之間的愛，正是一個我們與基督之間的愛的一種印記。
We love with a commitment faithfully because God in Christ has loved us in those ways.
我們去愛，因為這種是一個委身，是一個承諾，也是基督耶稣在神在基督里面用这个方法去爱我们。
How many of you still remember your vows at your wedding or the vows you have heard at the wedding ceremonies?
不知道你们记不记得呢，你们在你的婚礼里面或者在其他婚礼里面呢，你听到一个的许誓。
The minister never asked, John, do you love Susan?
牧师呢会问，你是不是爱 Susan 啊？
But in the service, the minister always asked,John, will you love Susan?
其实在一个婚礼里面，很多的牧师都会这样说， John, 你是不是将会爱 Susan?
You should note that love is spoken of in the future tense.
原来呢，在这里讲的，我们的誓言呢，不是讲现在，是讲将来。
Most of the couples think they are getting married because they love each other.
很多的夫妇呢，他们结婚呢，是会觉得是因为我们现在彼此相爱咯。
Yet the service suggests that love is the result of our commitment in marriage rather than its cause.
在这个婚礼里面，他又告诉我们，爱其实是一个承诺的后果来的，不是一个原因来的。
Yes, I believe love is also the fruit of the marriage.
而且我们牧师都相信，很深信一件事，爱其实是婚姻里面的成果。
It does not mean that we don't need love or love can solve some problems.
但是呢，就不是，我们这个不是讲的，我们不需要爱，或者呢，爱可以解决所有的问题。
I mean in marriage, in the church, in any of our human relationship, do not consider that love is all we need or our love cures everything.
我们不要觉得呢，在婚姻里面，或者在教会里面，或者在任何人与人之间的关系里面呢，爱呢 是我们所有需要的东西，或者爱可以解决所有的问题。
The problem is that our love tends to be short-term and changeable. 为
什么我们这样想呢？很多时候我们这样想的时候，是因为我们的爱呢是倾向短暂的，是容易改变的。
Rather, what we need is something that keeps us close to people, even when they are difficult, even when we are difficult.
反而相反，我们需要的是一些的东西，能够令到我们将人与人之间的关系变得更密切，也都能够令到个面对一些很困难的人，或者我们觉得很困难去爱的时候，我们仍然可以去爱，我们是需要这些的东西。
We need something to keep our marriage even when we don't feel like it.
也都是令到呢，这些东西能够令到我们的婚姻呢，我们是更加的持久，尽管我们觉得不喜欢这段婚姻。
So we Christians tend to stress things like fidelity and commitment more than we stress love.
这种的爱就是我们所说的基督徒的爱。基督徒我们强调的是忠诚，是委身。不是单单强调什么叫爱情。
In this sense, anyone who says the Christian faith can be summed up in just three words, God is love, has not quite got it right.
很多时候呢，我们都会说，在我们的信仰里面都会听到，神是爱，其实不是单单是这样。
God is not only love, certainly not as we often use this slippery, senseless word.
我哋讲紧个神是爱嗰种爱，好似系一啲好容易就讲出嚟，随口都可以噏到出嚟，中间唔系好大意义嘅啫。
God's love is also God's commitment, shows His faithfulness even when we are not faithful.
神嘅爱其实系话俾我哋听，系一个承诺，就算我哋系唔忠诚，神仍然系好忠诚，好爱我哋。
So the Old Testament frequently speaks Not just about the love of God, but the steadfast love of God.
在舊約裏面呢所說的不單是神的愛，他更加說的是神很堅持那種的愛。
It is not the deep feeling that makes love, but long-term, steadfast endurance.
它不是一種很深的感受去造成的愛，而是一種持久的、永恆的、無私的愛。
In fact, Apostle Paul's word on love in 1 Corinthians are among the most famous ever written.
如果是這樣說的話，任何人都說的呢，就是sorry， 不好意思，我看因為我的眼睛不太好。In fact， 在保羅裏面是提到哥林多前書關於愛，是很大家都很出名、很明白的了。
There are many definitions, interpretations, and manifestation of the love。
佢裏面咧係為愛咧做咗好多嘅定義啦、解釋啦，同埋要表現出嚟嘅形式。
But for Christians, this love is different kind of love。
但係對基督徒嚟講，呢種愛係一種唔同嘅愛。
It is more than romantic love, eros.
佢亦都唔係僅僅係一種浪漫式嘅愛，或者好似希臘嗰啲嘅愛情神話咁樣。
Or the love we feel for our friends and neighbors, philos.
或者係一啲對朋友啊、對鄰居啊嗰種嘅愛。
Christian love is agape love, in which our wills are conformed to the mind of Christ.
基督徒嘅愛係一種嘅愛咧，係要有意志嘅。同埋咧，呢個意志係同基督嘅心靈相配嘅。
How often we have late learned that the bright young couple at the altar let their love for one another wither and disappear so quickly and so easily？
我哋見到啦，如果係咁，我哋就會唔明白啦。好多年輕嘅夫婦可能喺祭壇上邊，佢哋咧就會彼此相愛，但係咧轉瞬間呢種嘅愛就消失噶啦。
Of course, the love is never easy to maintain.In so-called materialistic culture,
尤其是我哋今日呢個物質社會嚇充斥住嘅文化裏邊咧，其實要愛咧係唔容易維持嘅。
Rather, it is something Christians should work at and ask God's help in personal relationships as well as in service to God.
所以咧，佢正正係我哋基督徒咧應該要好努力嘅去做嘅一樣嘢，喺我哋嘅個人的關係和上帝的關係裏面去尋求上帝給這種恩賜我們。
Perhaps it is not possible for mere mortals like us to stay faithful and committed on our own forever.
我相信我們作為凡人，我們是不容易這麼忠誠的、這麼誠懇的去愛，而且是這麼持久的去愛。
And that's exactly why you need to ask God's blessing upon our marriage and all our loving relationships.
所以這個正正是我們需要上帝去祝福我們的婚姻，祝福我們所和其他人在愛裡面的關係。
I mean, love is a gift of God, not a human achievement.
所以在這裡很簡單地說，愛是上帝給我們的恩賜，不是我們人可以做到的事。
In that sense, we need to ask God's grace to love one another as God has loved each of us in Christ, completely, with commitment, and forever.
所以我們需要去求上帝的恩賜，叫我們能夠去彼此相愛，就好像上帝愛我們每一個人，在基督裡面，我們是委身的、永恆的、完整的。
So love is not all you need if you leave God out.
所以呢，愛不是單單你所需要的東西，如果你沒有神的話。
Later you need God loving you, forgiving you, judging and affecting you.
相反，你需要神去愛你、寬恕你、批判你和影響你。
And enabling you to pick up and start over.Giving you the humility to see how difficult you are to love.
亦都係讓你可以重新開始，去讓你知道愛縱使係幾咁嘅艱難，你都可以謙虛嘅去愛。
Thus making it easier for you to love someone else and their fault.
亦都讓你更加容易嘅去愛一個人，包括埋佢哋嘅錯。
Yes, surely love is God's gift.
肯定嘅，愛係一種恩賜。
Those we can say it takes three to love.
原來如果愛係需要三個人嘅。
Someone to offer love, someone to receive it, and it also needs God.
有人去愛， 有人去接受爱，然后需要一个神在中间将它联系住的。
Yes, from the beginning, love is divine in its nature.
所以一开始就告诉我们，神这种爱是神圣的。
Love is patient, love is kind, love is not envious or boastful or arrogant or lewd.
所以爱是恒久忍耐的。爱是善良的，爱是不嫉妒的。
It does not insist on its own way.
不张狂，不作害羞的事。
It is not irritable or resentful.
我等我读翻呢段经文先，唔好意思啊。OK， 我读翻出嚟先。爱系人恒久忍耐，又有恩慈。爱是不嫉妒、不自夸、不张狂、不作害羞的事、不求自己的益处、不轻易发怒。不计算人的恶，不喜欢不义，只喜欢真理。
It bears all things, believes in all things, hopes all things, and endures all things.
凡事包容，凡事相信，凡事盼望，凡事忍耐。
We may not get the stage that we can truly love God and neighbors beyond ourselves.
如果我哋要靠我哋自己去爱嘅话咧，我哋可能觉得系好困难嘅。
But we can keep seeking after it.
但系我哋可以祈求，可以追求呢一种嘅爱。
Thanks to Jesus, didn't we already foretaste it?
我哋好感谢我哋嘅耶稣，因为我哋已经预先去尝过呢一种爱嘅滋味。
For example, take a look at the rose.
或者我哋睇一睇朵玫瑰花。
Is it possible for the rose to say, "I shall open my fragrance to good people and withhold it from the bad people"?
咁一朵玫瑰花可唔可以咁样问？我净系将我啲香气咧散发俾一啲好嘅人去闻，我唔想散发啲俾唔好嘅人去闻到我嘅香气。
Or I shall offer my fragrance to you only when you are good?
或者系我系将。你好的时候咧，我就将啲香气俾你闻下；你唔好，我就唔俾你闻啦。
Can you imagine a lamp that it holds its light from the wicked persons, or when a person is in trouble？
又或者你可唔可以想象到啲光吓，啲灯嘅光，佢会唔会咧系遇到好嘅人佢就放光，遇到邪恶嘅人或者麻烦嘅人佢就唔放光俾佢哋咧
？So this is love。
呢个就系爱啦。
Steadfast and indiscriminate.
是要坚持的，不理它是好还是不好。
That's why we are exhorted to be like God, who makes His sun to shine on good and bad alike, makes His rain to fall on saints and sinners alike.
就像我们是被提醒、被告诫一样，就好像耶稣咁样，上帝咁样，佢要日头咧去光照义人，亦都光照不义嘅人。佢叫雨水落喺义人身上，亦都系落喺罪人身上。
Furthermore, love, like laws, like a lamp, gives and asks for nothing in return.
所以我哋可以话，爱就好似一种一只玫瑰花，一盏嘅灯，系唔求任何嘅回报嘅。
In the same sense, true love is not conditional.
所以如果我哋咁去理解嘅话咧，我哋就知道咧，其实爱系冇条件嘅。
Rather, it is commitment.
相反，佢系一个承诺，你应承咗去爱。
Commitment to God and God's cause.
亦都係我哋去應承咗我哋嘅上帝，同埋上帝為我哋所做嘅嘢。
Commitment to our spouse, our family, our neighbors, our friends, and our life, just like God has committed Himself to us in Christ Jesus.
佢係一種承諾，係我哋應承咗我哋嘅配偶、我哋嘅家庭、我哋嘅鄰居、我哋嘅朋友，就好似上帝一樣喺基督裏邊將自己交咗俾我哋。
May God's special blessing be with you now on.So that you may take this love rather seriously, with commitment and faithfully, and become a light, a rose, and a salt for the world, according to God's purpose, when He created you and positioned you exactly where you are and where your love is needed.
因为我很希望我们上帝继续祝福我们，以致我们可以很认真地用这种的爱，用这种的承诺。忠诚的去爱，就好像玫瑰，好像光，好像热，以致到我们可以令到身边的人是同样去按照这个的爱，它放在我们不同的地方，其实就是要我们去学习爱，去成就神在我们身上的计划。
阿们。
阿们。
阿们。